Theater of the Mind.
One of the things that I love seeing in low-budget movies, or very old ones, is the obvious use of constructed sets or landscaped areas to represent places in the wild outdoors. The characters detour from their cross-country trek to head into the forest, and instead of going from grassland to shrubland to open woodland to the shade of the forest canopy, the way it works in real life, in the movie, the turf of manicured grass they're on butts right up against the edge of dense, dark forest. I'm sure there are a few areas in the wild that are laid out like a city park, but in older and lower budget films, they seem to be the norm. Vastly different ecological zones just don't tie together like that, or at least they don't stay that way for long. That's not how it works. Good, stable changes require good transitions. That's how it is for everything. For example, abruptly change your dog's diet to something totally unfamiliar, and you may end up with a sick dog and a very unhappy carpet. It's all in the transitions. Maintaining the atmosphere in a themed haunt is just one more example of this. A generic, unthemed, all things Halloween-style haunted attraction is basically a series of unconnected elements that are just sort of thrown together in no particular sequence. Consequently, it's the easiest haunt to put together. You really can't make a mistake. But in a themed haunt that actually has a story behind it, the haunter is met with the challenge of providing consistency. Generally speaking, all the scenes need to be consistent with the overall theme in terms of their design. They need to look like they belong together. When guests are traveling through a thematically consistent sequence of scenes, the mind builds up a little bubble of atmosphere around them, and they start to feel like they're part of a story, even if they don't remember what the actual backstory is supposed to be. It makes the game of let's pretend a lot easier for them to hang on to and play along with. A sudden, unexplained thematic change, however, will pop that bubble of willingly suspended disbelief like a balloon and take them right out of the moment. For example, if you're going through a dusty, moldy, gothic mansion and suddenly find yourself in a carnival tent dodging evil clowns, any mindset that's been building up over the previous scenes is going to be completely derailed. A sudden shift in atmosphere can be effectively applied so long as it makes sense to the story. The ghostly, gothic, haunted house, at first glance, has a much different atmosphere than a psycho killer gore haunt. But if the haunted building the audience is supposedly walking through happens to be an asylum or a mansion containing the family psych ward, it would make sense. As long as there's a logical reason, almost any type scene can be dovetailed into a haunt with a theme that it normally wouldn't jibe with. If the appropriate cues and information are supplied ahead of time, the observers may actually be anticipating it. Using the previous example, if a narrator character gives the backstory and mentions that the victims of the family curse of criminal insanity were traditionally locked away in the secret asylum wing of the mansion, the audience will be waiting to see that throughout the whole walkthrough. They'll be very disappointed if they don't. When, after going through several rooms of decaying tapestries and dusty paintings, they come upon a heavy iron door with a tiny wire-reinforced glass window and a sign that says, "Caution, keep locked at all times," they're going to suspect that there's some seriously disturbed craziness behind that door. And if they're hit with a bloody scene of violence and carnage on the other side, rock and roll, that's the payoff they were probably hoping for. A cemetery can logically give way to a mad lab if the audience already knows that a crazed scientist has been experimenting on reanimating the dead in that area, and they find themselves going through a secret passage in the back of the mortuary or crypt. Where do you think it's going to lead? To the reanimation lab, of course. You think an alien saucer crash site or human cocoon room doesn't belong in a circus tent? Well, if the crowd already knows about the mysterious disappearances that started in the neighborhood around the carnival grounds shortly after the meteor crash, and they've made it into the area that's guarded by the strangely disfigured clowns with the weird eyes, well, yeah, makes perfect sense now. By supplying the necessary tidbits of information at the beginning and giving the appropriate visual cues at the point where the themes change, just about any theme or scene type can be attached to any other. It just takes a bit of planning to logically get a good weld. If a certain type of story is going to progress or transform into another very different type, but you don't want to telegraph that change ahead of time, well, it gets a little dicier. The conversion needs to be coaxed in with more elements of overlap between the two, or else it will feel like you walked from one haunt into a completely different one, and the effect can be jarring. Once again, we don't want to risk popping that bubble of suspended disbelief that we've worked so hard to convince the audience to adopt. Let's say you want to go from a haunted medieval dungeon to an alien theme, and you have a perfectly rational story to explain it that the audience will figure out as they near the end. If you don't want to give any hint ahead of time that that's where it's going to go, abruptly taking people from the dungeon and dropping them into the alien's lab would just be a little too much WTF to keep the atmosphere going. Some may even see it as comical. But if, while walking down the stone corridors, weird changes are witnessed, the mortar between the stones starts glowing and pulsing, or the suits of armor start to appear to be partially melted, or weird viney growths along the lengths of the walls progress into pulsing fleshy tendrils, it will clearly signal that something is definitely changing here. When they finally find themselves in the alien's hideous underground lair, perhaps some loose dungeon stones and bits of tapestry and destroyed furniture can be seen in a pile off to the side of the entrance. The key is to make sure that there's a transitional period where elements of both of these different places are present at the same time, the one gradually overtaking the other, and that hammers home the idea that they're both in the same world. This makes it clear that you didn't just change haunt themes, and that there is an actual planned reason for the transformation. That way, instead of the feeling of atmosphere and unease being disrupted with an exclamation of, "Huh? This makes no sense whatsoever," the feeling becomes, "Man, this shit's getting really weird here." They know there's a purpose to the change, but they haven't been made privy to it yet, so now they're wondering what it is and how it's going to be sprung on them. And they're probably anticipating that there will be a whole new crop of unknown horrors and threats to confront that they weren't prepared for at the beginning. A note on blending one type of scene into another by overlapping visual cues: it can be done very effectively, but it's probably a good idea to not get carried away with layering on the details, or the transitory nature of the change will get buried in the clutter. More is not necessarily better, and sometimes a little simplicity and purity can be necessary for the observer to really identify and acknowledge what's happening. You don't want to be like George Lucas, excitedly burbling about how much visual overkill has been crammed into one of his god-awful Star Wars prequels. It's just so dense! Remember, this is a walkthrough, not a book. They're only walking past briefly, so bold details that stand out can be a lot easier to follow and mentally process, especially when you're pulling a weird switcheroo on them. Make it easy for them. Haunts, like movies and comics, are a great medium to experiment with crossover themes, and some crossovers might sound weird or silly on paper, but if properly pulled off can be very entertaining. Mashups like Frankenstein's Army, Ghost Town, and Cowboys and Aliens are conceptually pretty goofy, but they end up being a lot of fun, and ample respect can be paid to both genres without becoming overly campy. Good transitions from one theme into the other make this possible. Mixing together two or more inconsistent elements from word go can result in a jumbled mess that's impossible to take seriously, but by starting with one theme and establishing it, and then later bringing in the contrasting element in a context that makes sense within the story, the discordant becomes disturbing and what might have been lame and silly becomes a really novel twist. There's a lot of haunts out there, but not really a lot of distinct themes. Most haunts, both home and pro, tend to follow a pretty small and familiar group of genres. But a good haunt doesn't have to be an exercise in trying to repackage the same old. Truly creative storylines can be put together by blending things that, on the surface, don't seem to belong together, and by making them logically flow into one another. Just watch a 6-year-old boy setting up a huge battleground with all of his cowboys and Indians, army men, dinosaurs, monsters, and robots. It may look like a mess to you, but he knows exactly who's on which side and what their goals are. Trust me, I was there once, I remember that. Or give him a box of mixed Legos from 5 completely different project sets. He won't care what those pieces were supposed to go to originally. He's going to look at the individual bits and assemble them into something he envisions in his own mind. So goeth the haunt. Fear is modular. If you have a collection of pieces that you like that weren't originally packaged together, with enough planning, you can find a way to fit them together into something truly and uniquely terrifying. Keep the ghost light burning. From the Theater of the Mind, I'm Revenant, and you're listening to Hauntcast.
I'm going now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing Hauntcast with all your haunt and Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.